John McGivern is joining us this morning. John and I were in here talking about, because we both love that Ken Burns, the Ken Burns thing is just, oh.
The war?
Oh, I've been watching.
God. Did you watch any of that?
No. Oh. I feel bad. I had, you know what? I had it DVR'd, and then they had to change my box out, so I lost it.
Oh.
So I'm hoping that they'll replay it in its entirety so I can see it again.
They will. And if not, you need to get a copy, because they're...
I heard it's excellent, and Lou is so... committed to, he's so patriotic and the flag, and he was a veteran and a soldier. I mean, he's just so committed to that. I know he would love it.
Mm-hmm. I did a little piece that I would love to share with you guys, and it's about Ken Burns and the war. There's a TV event going on that needs to be watched and thought about and discussed and never forgotten. Ken Burns' 14-hour World War II PBS series called The War has been playing all week. I've spent 14 hours over the past 2 weeks foregoing any other television to watch and learn and get insight to the time that directly affected all our lives. In my one-man shows, I talk about being the son of a World War II veteran. I talk about one Memorial Day ritual my father demanded we embrace, visiting the soldiers' home, Wood Memorial National Veterans Cemetery, on top of that hill overlooking what was then County Stadium. For as far as the eye could see, the small white stones that mark the graves of those fathers and brothers and sons and mothers and daughters and sisters who gave the ultimate sacrifice, those brave men and women from our own neighborhoods who lost their lives so far from home, then returned to familiar ground so that every Memorial Day we can take pause and remember. As a child, it was something my dad made us do, and I realize today that it's something my dad had to do. This film has offered me a glimpse into my father's spirit. It has given understanding for his tough exterior and his ethics around work, family, and country. It helps me make sense to why he refused to talk about what he saw in the early 1940s in a faraway place called the Philippines. Ken Burns tells the story simply and directly, focusing on four mid-sized American cities and how these communities, as well as the entire country, came together in sole purpose and commitment. The actual war footage is graphic and disturbing, but it's the real documented struggle. In school, we studied American history and spent a few weeks on World War II. The words were read, the tests were given, and we moved on, never forgetting, but never really understanding. These 14 hours offer us that understanding. We owe it to those who lived through this and those who died because of this, to care enough to understand. Thank you, Ken Burns.